peroxide?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, that's what you put in there and burn it out.
When you say burn it out, you don't mean fire?
No.
You mean some solution that'll burn out that old peroxide?
Peroxide. And that'll take that all out in a boil, you know, and you totally burn it out.
Yeah. And then it'll start healing?
Healing up when you get that proud flesh out. It won't heal as long as it's in there.
I see. If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Well, I usually put Band-Aid, but alcohol is good.
But something else besides alcohol. It's a little brown liquid that stings.
Well,
colors it kind of brown. What is that called? Starts with an I.
Iodine.
That's it. Here's something that used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria. It's bitter as...
No,
there's something else that's bitter like
quinine.
That. That's it. Bitter as quinine.
Are you tired? No, I'm tired. We got up and got a smarter.
I'm more tired than she is, and I'm just 10 years younger. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
Got killed. Got...
Well, yeah, but he got killed, but after that he... I mean, as he was
died.
Killed, that's right. Any veiled way of saying it to spare people's feelings? How else would you say it besides dying?
Oh, yeah, he expired. That's what to use.
That's the word. Expired.
That's wanted. Well, I just say he died.
That says might as well. Any crude, humorous way of saying that he's died? Any humorous way? No.
The one I just said, he expired?
Yeah, but that's not funny. Passed away, but there's a humorous way. What he did?
He kicked buckets.
Okay.
That's what the girl said about her mother, you know.
The what?
Well, the girl said her mother died and she ran out and met some of the neighbors and said, Ma kicked buckets.
What if you were going to tell, I don't know what, about his death? He said, I don't know what he died
with. What killed him.
Okay. And he's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he...
Died with, what killed him.
Okay. What's that place where people are buried?
Graveyard, cemetery.
They laid him away in the...
In the memorial garden.
If it's small and out in the country, you'd call it a...
Graveyard.
And if it's very small on a farm, you'd call it a... Same thing?
Cemetery.
So what'd you call it that? Any other names, you know? If it's around the church building, what do you call it? Still about the same, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's you've said it. I just didn't know. This just had some lines I was repeating. What's that little box that people buried in?
Well, it's a coffin, and then there's a... you're talking about the wooden box we used to use? You're talking
well,
about
that's good enough, yeah. It's a coffin. What else is it?
A box.
But what else?
Casket.
That's what they have down here. Yeah. They also have a coffin. Were the old-time ones made of wood?
Yes.
Years ago.
Helped make them.
Okay, he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his...
Funeral.
Right. And if the people are dressed in black, you say that they are in...
In mourning.
Right. And anything else when people are really worked up over a death in the family? If the women lost control of themselves, you'd say they were...
They were all...
What would they do? All pass it.
They passed out.
But what else would you say?
They fainted.
All right.
And
left the funeral, and you really carried on.
They really are emotional.
Would you say they took on?
Took on.
Would you say they took on the funeral?
Yeah, they really did carry on.
Carry on. Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how you did?" If you're feeling just about average, you'd say, "Oh, I'm
okay, fine."
What else?
Pretty good.
Start with T.
Huh?
Start with T.
No. F and M.
Fine.
How about Fair and the Midland?
No.
You ever hear that?
No.
You never heard Fair and Midland?
I thought about Tolerable.
Tolerable? You ever hear Tolerable?
Yeah, I've heard that.
You ever use it?
No.